Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Into the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hey now, it is a Wednesday right here on Moneyline, Sirius XM channel 159 on the grid. Kevin Walsh, Donnie Wrightside, three Major League Baseball games already in action, NBA action tonight. So the card is wide open. Now, we got dropped on us yesterday, Kevin. Information about Tom Brady getting the 375. What today? Are we going to get any great information in the afternoon dropped on us? What do you think?
Man, I mean, I like it. It is funny, though, how right now I feel like in terms of this show's existence, has all the breaking news been NFL related during this?
Feels like it. Even though it's, what would have come out? Like, I don't know, like Joel Embiid news wasn't like really breaking at that point here. It seems the topics that take over seemingly are the NFL. Like, okay, we got baseball this afternoon and NBA to talk tonight. Oh, we're going to spend an hour talking Tom Brady's contract and what that means. Yes. Bigger news there comes that way. You're right.
Yeah. But look, that's fine. I noticed that is there more buzz than I'm giving it credit for the NFL schedule release coming out tomorrow?
Is there more buzz? To be honest with you, I think it gets, and I don't know maybe if this is just me, but each year it means less and less when it comes out. I used to think it was like a big deal when the list came out of who you're going to play and, you know, scheduling and all this stuff and buys. I don't know. I don't think there is a lot of juice to it right now, quite frankly. And by the way, they'll probably all leak tonight. Just get ready for it. You don't have to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, look, they might as well. I don't know, Don. Is Woj going to sneak in and give us the week one slate at 6 in the morning? I mean, what's the deal here? Maybe Schefter can bust the news out at a quarter to midnight and see if anyone wants to do live breaking. You know what I mean?
Go, game by game, 6 a.m. Ooh, let's analyze the schedule that comes out. Because I always like to see the beat writers go, nobody knows. Trust me, nobody knows till Thursday. Yeah, okay, nobody knows till Thursday. The games are leaking out left and right now. But nobody knows, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know this. Eagles week 2, Vikings. And you were telling me that you thought the 2 was light.
Yeah, I did.
Gabe thought the 2 was light. Yeah. And it just reminds me of last year. Remember last year, every single week, you were like, man, the Eagles line is disrespectful. Like we both were, right? It wasn't even like, man, we're a couple Birds fans trying to always bet on the Eagles. Like, their lines always seem to be going in a direction where they don't leave you much of a choice.
No, it doesn't. Like, the only choice that you have to say, okay, you want to take the Eagles now, but you have to know, Kevin, the Eagles aren't trying to win in 2022. So if you preface it by saying that, then maybe the line makes sense, right?
I mean, listen now. Will you just cut it out with the tag job, man? It's not happening.
It's hurting.
It's not. Like, this team trades for A.J. Brown, and you go tank mode? Where do you even get the right, man? I mean, they're trying to win more than the Tennessee Titans, who were last year's one. Now, let's talk about the Titans tank job. What's that about? Team doing?
Titans getting about a good touchdown opening week here against the Buffalo Bills, or week 2, or whenever their game is actually going to be. So, yeah, their tank job seems like it's in at this point. That's a winnable division, too. The NFL is odd. It really is. Hey, what did you do last year? Yeah, make the playoffs, win our division. What are you going to do this year? Well, our best young wideout. Yeah, you know what? Give me a first-round pick so we can try to recreate the same guy we already have on our team, and maybe he's half as good. I love the NFL. Like, where's the rationalization in the front office as opposed to when the trade went down? Do you remember my first thought was like, well, that's stupid. And then all of a sudden, I was like, man, there are champagne bottles popping in the owner's office. Hey, guys, great job. We're going to pay this rookie over 4 years, $18 million combined instead of $18 million or $20 million or $25 million this year. That's the only way that works, right? We're like, oh, it's great job, guys. Great job, boys.
You know, like, it almost sets in, but, like, so the other, that Monday night doubleheader for the Eagles, the other game, right, is Bills, Titans, and Buffalo's laying a full 7 to Tennessee.
Yeah.
If everybody remembers, that game last year, right? Took place. Did it take place in Tennessee?
In Tennessee.
And the line was like a 3.5 or something, or maybe along those lines. Like, I only bring this up to say, right, like Buffalo laying 7 to Tennessee, doesn't that give you a, okay, that's not 7 if A.J. Brown is still on that football team, right? Like, I feel like you can look at that and show that there's going to be a visible downgrade this year to the Tennessee Titans.
Yes, and it feels like that way, too. And a visible upgrade, I guess, for the Buffalo Bills. Still with Diggs, still with a dominant quarterback. You add in Von Miller. So there's going to be a bump to the Buffalo Bills, and you figure the Bills are taking that next step, whereas the Titans are taking that step back. But some teams did play Buffalo last year and punked them with the running game, so that works.
Listen, big man, I got to tell you, and you and I have talked about this very briefly, but I am big. Like, don't waste my time telling me that a quarterback can win MVP. I've been that way for a while. I really think Derrick Henry's going to have an argument this year. I really, really think that guy's going to be in the mix this year. Like, more so than some of these quarterbacks that sit in front of him. Like, you'll love it. He's got a better chance than Jalen Hurts.
I think so, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Because I don't know what I'm going to get out of Jalen Hurts overall anyway. But if you're looking at in the mix, like Jalen Hurts is going to have to win the quarter as a quarterback. He's going to have to throw for like more yards than like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. Very hard to do for him. But as a running back, can you sneak in the back door by going, well, look at these five quarterbacks going off. Hey, now, the running back out here with 2,000 yards this year. You might want to try to include him in there as an MVP-type candidate. That might happen. It might. Look at that. NFL talk here in the offseason. Start off Moneyline. Stay with us here. We got a lot of action, including to update you on this Major League Baseball card already underway.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back here on Moneyline on a Wednesday afternoon. A few Major League Baseball games underway. Sonny and Kevin, and hey, I got to update you on this one. Milwaukee, Cincinnati. Game is already underway. We're in the second inning. You know what's tasty about this game here? Total closed at a 9.5. All right, so you say, okay, makes some sense here. Heavy favorite here for Milwaukee. FanDuel closed at a minus 205. DraftKings at a minus 225. Now, why is that spread so high? Hauser's a good pitcher. Milwaukee's a good baseball team. We think the Reds do stink. But the fact of the matter is it was a fade of Vladimir Gutierrez on the mound, who has been atrocious here for the Reds, particularly in 2022. YouTube, this game is actually on this afternoon. Do you know that score right now? If you're driving around, don't have it on, or don't even care that the Reds are playing in the afternoon, which I don't blame any one of you guys out here. It's 4-0. Like, aha, yeah, 4-0. Yep, already, man, Milwaukee is blowing this team out of the water. No. It's 4-0 Cincinnati over Milwaukee. So we are a social media type show. We also love to take your phone calls, 844-843-6879, if you want to get in that way. But I put a Twitter poll out there, and it reads specifically, DJ Vlad has a 4-run lead for the Reds. How long will the Reds lead for? 1 inning? 2 innings? Or the Reds actually win this baseball game? Because if you guys remember, it wasn't too long ago, right here on Moneyline, we had a chance to try to dissect a big lead for the Cincinnati Reds and how long it would last. And quite frankly, I do believe that that game was actually versus the Milwaukee Brewers. And by the time we went to commercial break, they, being the Cincinnati Reds, had a lead of, I believe, 3-0. When we came back from the break, I do believe that game was already 3-3 because we had back-to-back solo home runs to start the bottom of the inning, which I believe was the first inning for Milwaukee. And now we see it again today, a big lead. And it looks like the Reds now are at the plate in the bottom of the second inning, up 4-0. So those prices that we were looking at last time in the first inning, you were saying, okay, plus 186, plus 200 in that range, they disappeared quite quickly. But now we're looking at the Cincinnati Reds here in the bottom of the second inning, 4-0 lead as stated here. You can get the Milwaukee Brewers, plus 2.5 runs, at a plus 112 price. If you just want to go money line here, it's a plus 350 currently on the Milwaukee Brewers. And if you want to take a look at a total, that is 11.5. So which way would you go in this game? Granted, it's already a 4-0 lead. So you have four runs, basically. And let's see what happens here in the Reds in this current inning. You go through that, but you got, as you say, they don't score. So it's four runs after two innings. You think the Milwaukee Brewers have a chance to win this, so you obviously think that they're going to score four or more runs from a Milwaukee perspective, which would give you eight and then be in the ballpark there to try to hunt down that 11.5. And that's also granted that the Cincinnati Reds don't score again. So you're probably hoping if you take a total, you want to get the Reds to five runs. You want to get the Brewers to five runs or more. So you get the extras and with the ghost runner, be able to pick up on a few extra runs here. And that's what extra innings is for. And it's built to get you the over with that ghost runner. So again, right now, looks like minus 460 for the Reds. So I guess there's a couple outs here. I want to say one out here and two strikes in the bottom of the inning here on the Reds. So we're going to keep an eye on that one to see how it shifts. But there was massive value last time the Reds got up by a few runs over the Milwaukee Brewers. And we saw that game turned out where the Brewers just cold-cocked them and said, look, it's a wrap, man. We got this thing here. Now, there are two other games, which I do have on the TV here. One is the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Bases loaded scenario for the Pirates, bottom of the second in a 0-0 game, but also there are two outs here. Pepio, I'm going to say his name. It can't be Pepiot, right? Pep Riot? No. Pepio, I'm going to say here, for the Dodgers on the mound. 43 pitches already in the bottom of the second inning, so this game might turn quickly into a bullpen game here for the Dodgers, but they're looking for a key hit there. If you want to get in on the Pirates in this bases loaded situation, let's set a plus 120 money line here. So you're getting a cheap price here. And the Dodgers, still a minus 154 price. Total listed at 7 in that game. Third game already underway. Toronto Blue Jays, New York Yankees. Toronto Blue Jays, a 1-0 lead here over the Yankees. And if we take a look at this price, a minus 138 here listed. What was that? Minus 130? Yeah, minus 136 now. Okay, for the Toronto Blue Jays with that slight lead. That total now listed at 6. And this game is in the top of the third inning, two outs. Jameson Taillon currently pitching to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. So we'll see where those three games go to see if we have any added, intrigue or things that we think might work out. But the one that's certainly going to keep an eye on here is this game. It looks like the Reds do have a man on second base here now with that 4-0 lead and only one out. So a guy gets on first, just stole second base. So now you have a guy in scoring position, bumped back up to a minus 550 favorite for the Reds. Now, games coming up, you typically, when you talk about Wednesdays and Thursdays in Major League Baseball, you get a lot of afternoon action, and we do have that today. We have 5 games starting from now until the 4 o'clock hour, which is at 4:10 Eastern, with obviously 3 games already underway. 2:10 start here, Cleveland and Chicago, that's the White Sox. 3:40 start today, Miami and Arizona out in the desert. Another 3:40 start up in the Pacific Northwest, that's Philadelphia and Seattle. And then 9:57, 9:58, another 3:45 start. That's Colorado and San Francisco. And the 4:10 start, the last of the afternoon action, that will be the Cubs and the Padres here. So something to keep an eye on to see where these games go and see if some things change. If we're looking at odds, pretty close here. Chicago White Sox minus 126 favorite over the Guardians. If we look at Arizona, they're roughly a pick 'em against Miami. That's Merrill Kelly and Sandy Alcantara. The Phillies with a bullpen day today, throwing Bailey Falter, the lefty, versus Gilbert, the righty. Hasn't changed much from this morning when we were talking on the early line. Minus 145s, minus 150s, somewhere in that ballpark, which I do think makes a lot of sense here. Because the Phillies in a loss yesterday, that you need to win when you have Aaron Nola on the mound. You couldn't get him a win last game out when he was dominant against the Mets, and you certainly let that one slip away yesterday. You're trying to come back in the ninth inning, weren't able to do that. 7.5 does make some sense there. I also took in that game a team total, but not the Philadelphia Phillies. I took the Mariners in this game. And I have that team total at 3.5 at a minus 135 price. It's not really a fade of Bailey Falter, per se, because he's not going to go 5 or 6 innings, one would think, in this game. It's a bullpen game for the Phillies. If last night the Seattle Mariners scraped 5 together against Aaron Nola and the Phillies, you probably think that they can get 4 runs today against Bailey Falter and the boys out of the bullpen. But that is also a low total listed at that 7.5 price. There are some decent baseball games also a little bit later. The one that jumped up, and we talked about this on the early line, both myself and Kevin, Tampa Bay and Los Angeles. And that's the Angels. McClanahan, the lefty, who's been very good in 2022, versus the Angels' Shohei Ohtani, who has been very good. And you're also taking a look at a team here in the Angels that's had a really nice run so far. I don't want to say it's surprising, but to me, more likely than not, we were going to talk about the Angels underachieving again, it felt like, but not this year. What are they, 10, 11 games over 500? But what brought it up this morning is when we were going over the games and the graphics team put up the live lines from this morning on that game. Because a lot of times I'll go through in the morning, pick out some games, not necessarily look at the spread, but you know, see some weather conditions, pitching matchups. Then by the time we get on the show, we'll take a look at some lines. I was quite surprised to see that the FanDuel Sportsbook had the Angels listed at a minus 120 favorite over Tampa. He said, well, they're supposed to be. Yeah, they are supposed to be favored. I figured it would be higher, and now it is. A minus 136 here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. So that line is on the move, and so are we on Moneyline. A lot more to get through, too. Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey, we got you covered right here. Stick with us on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. I just got wind back here on Twitter. Donnie, the best segment I've ever heard on Moneyline. Tremendous. Thank you, people.
Now, who sent that other than the man in the robe? Come on.
Like one of the best segments that Sports Grid has ever had. They say more. Look, I'm a team player. I like to spread it around out here. And if you guys want to call in, 844-843-6879, what I was basically going over, Kevin, Cincinnati Reds 4-0 here over the Milwaukee Brewers. And we just saw that scenario like a week ago. Hey, look at that. Reds out quickly on the Brewers. And before we got back from commercial break, it was tied up and all the value was gone. Now, the lines are locked right now. And let me see why. Do I have anything up here that says it? Okay. Oh, here we go. So we actually have, wow, okay, bases loaded. Bottom of the second inning. Reds up 4-0. One out. They could turn the lights out right now. The Reds are a minus 850 favorite in the second inning right now. 850 for the Reds.
That's a mistake, right? Isn't that what we learned last go around?
Man.
Come on now. Minus 4.5. Donnie, hold on. What's the basis scenario here that this team's laying 4.5 runs?
Bases loaded, one out. And I think that's, is that Moustakas at the plate? Looks like his stance. Yes, it is. Okay. So Moustakas is out here. Or not, I mean, up at the plate. 2-1 count. Hitters count. So you could, like, you get a double. This is a wrap in this game. You get a double play. You got big numbers on your side now. This is pretty crazy.
A double the Reds win, a double yes. play. You love the Brewers in the game.
Yes,
you just love
correct.
It. Like, here's my thing on this 12.5, though, right? Like, where are the Brewers going that they're not going to chip in here, right? I mean, again, I know you're paying for probably how many runs are you paying for at 12? Like, even the Reds team totals an 8. They're at a 4, and the bases are loaded. Mm-hmm. I mean, hypothetically, he swings that bat, you're free roll. He connects good, you're free roll.
Yeah.
With a grand slam. I mean, you're kind of deep into the count here. Where is Moustakas in this order?
Let me see where he's at here. Let's go back.
As if it matters, though. As if there's any good part of the order for this.
Yeah, like you're waiting for the meat of the Reds to come up here. I think he is. I got him in the 4 hole here. So this is the meat of the order. And you have Stevenson, but actually Moustakas is not very well, has not done very well against right-handed pitching. So the guy that's coming up next actually has done much, much more damage this year in 2022 going up against a right-handed pitcher. So Moustakas, the left, he's only got a 120 ISO power, number 324 weighted on base percentage. The next guy coming up, which is Stevenson, 225 ISO power, number 367 weighted on base percentage. That's the guy that you want up. There's only like three guys in the Reds lineup that actually check out against right-handed pitchers, and Moustakas certainly isn't one of those guys. So let's see where this actually goes. Now, I see a minus 600 now, so.
Yeah. It goes to 12, and then it goes to 7.5 at plus 100. Man.
So he K'd him there, so. No big, let's just say, he got, now, again, as I said, Stevenson is the Drury in the two-hole. 64 bats, 304 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage, 365 versus righties. Obviously, he's probably already on base at this point. Next guy's Pham, average. Moustakas, a little bit below average. Stevenson, 225 and 367 splits. So this is actually the guy you want up here. And quite frankly, already one for one with an RBI double today. So that's how well he's done against right-handed pitchers.
And if you're a matchup history guy, Moran, mm-hmm. I believe both Moran and Naquin, who follow Stevenson, great numbers against Hauser. And I think Moran walked and Naquin tripled. So even though there's two outs, it sounds crazy, but it's actually the 5-6-7 in this lineup that you kind of want here versus Hauser. And Hauser is going to basically, I mean, let's put it like this. He's obviously got this at bat, right? If he gives up a base hit here, do they let him get to Moran?
Maybe you do, just because you don't want to burn your bullpen for so many innings where he can, hey, let me get you another two innings out here, at least to get you something. The lines are locked right now. So I'm going to, I don't know. Maybe it was a foul ball because it came back up minus 650, which obviously would change. The 650 is there because the bases are loaded with a legitimate chance. Oh, man, that pitch just missed. So I'm thinking a 3-1 count right now with Hauser. So you are in a full hitter's mode if you're locked in here with Stevenson. Let's see what changes. I'm going to sort of cheat and look at the scoreboard. So, by the way, I'm on the app for MLB, and it's faster than my YouTube, where I just log into YouTube, which is incredible. I don't know how these things happen, but it's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, 7-0.
No, it's not.
Yes. Yes.
That's a bases-clearing double, man. And you said it too, right?
Said it.
That was the guy. This is who you wanted up at the dish. Wow, that's incredible, man.
Yep.
Wow, that is incredible. You need one run if you bought the eight. You need a half run for a win. For a win if you just let Moustakas get out. Oh. Too good to be true. Too good to be true.
Look at that. 7-0. Let's see what this line spikes to now. Which, what are the Milwaukee Brewers going to get? 7 runs? 6.5 runs at a plus 105? That's something to look at. And that's not like the NFL. Or, excuse me, the NBA, where you get that 20-point lead. It's like the other team doesn't care, and there's always a comeback, and who cares as long as we win? It's not necessarily like that, but we have those 12.5s on the board, 11.5s as a total. You're looking in the second inning of both teams not throwing anybody good in their bullpen in a hitter's ballpark here. And what was the temperature here, too, by the way? I think we had a good temperature day. You know, since that, 80 degrees at first pitch. See that? Heating up the ballparks. Oh, feels so good. Let's get some runs today across the board here.
And who knows how much people have caught on, but we know people like, because we know people want to bet overs, right, DRS? So
we do.
World where people have figured out that the Reds are the over team, and these books just can't set these totals high enough, man. I mean, this is just a runaway freight train right now, their games. Because now they're randomly hitting and joining the party here. I mean, this is out of control.
Yeah, you get the perfect matchup, right? So, and it's a shame that they traded away a lot of good players, because if you would have just kept that Cincinnati machine going where they never really have great starting pitching and you have guys that can hit home runs in a small ballpark, it usually works out really well. But at least now, the Cincinnati Reds, who we were worried about, when are they going to get their 10th win sometime in July, maybe stringing together a couple dubs here along with the Baltimore Orioles. So the bottom guys starting to do some work here in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it's starting to put some pressure on the Red Sox for the worst record in Major League Baseball.
Unbelievable stuff. Now, by the way,
I can't believe how bad they are. Go ahead. What do you got? Did they win yesterday, though?
I don't know. You're asking me to remember what happened yesterday? Stop.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
I'm already on to today. Now, sometimes we like to get sidetracked on some really good stuff. K-Dub, we know he likes to eat. DRS, he likes to eat as well. How about the news that comes out from Sam Howell yesterday? Did you see it at all?
No.
All right.
Sam Howell?
Sam Howell.
All right. Commanders quarterback. Wentz is
Commanders quarterback coming out here. And it really drew a lot of attention here. And it writes, Commanders rookie quarterback Sam Howell says he only eats chicken. He's never tried a burger or steak and won't eat seafood. He orders chicken tenders at steakhouses and brings his own tenders to team dinners. He's not like a vegan. He says he doesn't like the stuff. Like, I had it. He just never tried it. I don't understand. Stop the madness.
So, as someone that is probably still a picky eater, as a child, the pickiest eater. Real simple. Peanut butter and jellies for lunch. Chicken cutlets / chicken tenders, chicken nuggets, and then your pizza was an acceptable Friday dish. And that was all I ate. Now I was nine, right? I wasn't Sam Howell's, you know, mid-20s probably, late, you know. What's bizarre that he refuses to try it. Because, again, I know the feeling of being like, man, what if this is terrible? But you eat meat, I don't know how a burger or how a steak is such a tough sell for him. That's what the disconnect is for me.
And it's a sign of character issues for me, Kay. So he's off my draft board. Like, because here's how it goes down, right? Hey, look, we're going to bring in for a meeting here, fly into Philadelphia, fly into New York, Washington, Miami, whoever wants to think you're going to be one of the quarterbacks that will be on the board. You know what? Let's get to know this guy. Let's get him up on the chalkboard. We'll talk to him for 6-7 hours. You know what? After this, I got Ruth Chris set up for us here. I got Morton set up for us here. I got Capital Grill set up for us here in the city. Peter Luger's in New York, right? Coming to meet with the Mets here, with the Giants or the Jets. We're going to Peter Luger tonight. All right, let's go down. Boy, hey. Menu's open. Unlimited. We're just going to put it on the house account. Let's enjoy. Let's relax. You showed us some good stuff here. What would you like tonight? I'll take chicken tenders. Man, I knew I liked you. No, really, what do you want? I'll take the chicken tenders. So you're going to be ordering off the kids' menu here at Peter Luger's for chicken. I don't even know if Peter Luger's has chicken tenders. But that is a sign of, now hold on. I don't know if I could trust this guy, Kevin.
But I got it. But again, so I don't know if you ever had a point in your life where you were a picky eater. I mean, I feel like everybody did. It just depends how long it lasted, maybe.
I don't know if I ever had that phase.
All right. Donnie, I don't eat seafood. Like, I'm not a seafood guy. For a number of reasons.
What? One reason? Can't be a number of reasons.
Yeah, it is. It's a number of reasons.
I mean, shrimp, sensational. Lobster, sensational. Yeah. Crabs, delicious.
First of all, you say it's one reason. What would you say my one reason is? As if you know the tale.
Like, you just don't like it. Like, there can't be multiple reasons.
Sure there are.
You're not eating allergies. Seafood. That doesn't even make sense. No, I'm not buying it. Yeah, that's a cop out.
No, it's not.
That's a cop out. Parents used to tell their kids. Yeah.
I wasn't at the surprise party. I was in the bathroom. I didn't realize I had this allergy. It's a tough scene.
Don't buy it, people. Come back on the money line. We're not buying the fakeness here. We'll set it straight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back here on Moneyline Wednesday afternoon. Some interesting news here in Major League Baseball. A game has been canceled for COVID. Welcome back 2020 into our lives, and that is the White Sox and the Guardians, which was due to start shortly here. That game is now off of the board, so we'll get some of the latest, see who tested positive, what's actually going on here. They're monitoring the situation. Let me see here. Protocols of season, players will not be subject to monitor testing. All right, they're the measures that's taken, so that wasn't actually a live tweet. But that game is now off the board and canceled. Who knows when that will be made up or if there's going to be a doubleheader, but we're here on Moneyline. We like to dispel rumors. Look, let me tell you something. Same thing. If you're eating chicken tenders at Peter Luger's, or we go out to a nice restaurant, you know what? Fantastic. I don't know what you guys like out here. Smith and Walensky, Red Lobster. somewhere. Like,
what are you doing?
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Because it's just gonna, we're playing the point out. Some people don't have a local seafood place. They'll know what Red Lobster means. So you're going out to a nice seafood dinner. Everybody's happy. And you got the one guy at the table. It's like, waiter, I have an allergy. I'm like, who is this guy, man? Like, who brought this guy? This person can't sit down with me and have a nice surf and turf. Hey, Kev, we're getting surf and turf tonight to celebrate. Like, what are you saying to that?
Yeah, real easy. I'm getting turf. That's all.
Oh, man.
I mean, it ain't that difficult. This ain't that hard.
Now, what happens? You eat crabs? It's a wrap for the night? Like, what happens?
Listen, I mean, look, it got things get ugly. I don't think the listening audience needs any detail. But I think you can take me at my word that I abstain from. Listen, I don't know what it all is. You know what what also gives me the same reaction? I eat too much of it. Would you believe it? Guacamole.
Whoa. Yeah. So Mexican restaurants, beware. Like, you can't just go out and have that, like, chips and guac.
Yeah, like we do. You can do if you get salsa nachos.
Yeah.
That guac's got to be on the side, man. Otherwise, I can't indulge. I got to beat around the bush.
How about that? Yeah, I've been a late bloomer to guacamole over the years. So it's one of those, like, yeah, I don't need that. So I could deal with that right here because my wife will make it and, like, put it in 19 different things, like avocado toast and all that stuff. Have you ever had avocado toast, like, even before you knew you were? Because I've never had it. And it's almost like I'm in the mode here that I don't want to try it, like, as a badge of honor.
Like, I'm not mad at that take.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. I once saw some, you know, like how avocado toast became like a meme, right?
Yes.
Kind of like, oh, we're going to go try
it. Yeah.
I once saw someone kind of like real life speak about avocado toast that way. And I kind of feel the same as you now. Like, all right, you know what? Can't even acknowledge it. The people act like that. It's got to go. Here's the thing, though. I do think it's more, I don't know like what the full tolerance level is, but like, basically, I had someone, a buddy's mom, like, made some just tremendous guacamole. I'm like, man, this is excellent. And, yes. I mean, you know me. I mean, I'm getting after it now, right? But by the time you hit the finish line, it was that was all a mistake there. But you don't really know, and then it kind of – so you have it a second time, and then by the third time is when you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But like, yeah, maybe it was something else I had. Yeah, it must have been the too many chips I ate, or must have been a little bit too much cocktails. Yeah,
I'll tell you the main like seafood thing. Even though, you know what's funny is, I feel like people won't even, when you think seafood, you don't think the side. You probably almost think Italian food more so. Is the fried calamari? You want me to say calamad? Sure.
Yeah.
But
yes.
I it's so good. Yeah. I mean, I'm just allergic as all get out to it.
Wow. Yeah, I like all types of seafood. I really do. Like, as over the years, like, the, you know, can't get enough. I was, as a kid, I always loved crabs. And then you obviously get into steaks and, you know, lobster tails along with it. It's fantastic stuff. But that is interesting. It's a shame because it's one of the better foods on the planet not be able to sit back and enjoy that. But it is what it is here. And by the way, the Yankees have struck with a 3-1 lead on a Gleyber Torres little league fly ball home run, which would be an out everywhere but this toy ball yard named Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, man. Did you see the Rangers guy the other day embarrass himself? It's a little league ballpark and everything, kind of like you're doing right now. Because the one thing that people always talk about with this stuff here is if people use it in an appropriate context, it would actually work wonders. But they always use it in the wrong context. And I'm never going to give you guys the help that you need in this conversation. You are acting as if the Toronto Blue Jays step up and all of a sudden they get transported to their home ballpark. They're playing in the same exact stadium. Same exact stadium, 3-1 Yankees in that stadium.
Like, if I'm, like, honestly, if that was me, like, if you transport me into Gleyber Torres's body, I hit that ball, goes out, I walk back to the plate, give the pitcher another ball, that's not right. It's not right.
Let me tell you something. Not only is that the biggest lie I've ever heard, it's one of the funnier lies I've ever heard. You would bat flip a short porcher.
Nah.
You would bat flip and strut around those bases if you ever caught one. You ran into a home run. Oh, my goodness, you would be going wild. Let me get the calculations on that, too. Man, I went 361 that ball. 361.
I mean, basically dead center field, 361. I mean, come on now. I mean, what is this at Yankee Stadium?
I got to tell you, I always appreciate when they just creep over the wall, too. Because, again, you know, these people, oh, it's 314. Yeah, it's 314 at the very end. It's not a flat line of 314. It curls, one. But, two, I will say, man, I mean, I wouldn't have minded if this Statcast took over for that stinking home run derby where Pete Alonso hit about 14 home runs 500 feet plus or 600 feet plus, and basically it wasn't until Juan Soto eked one out where we were able to cash that ticket. My God.
I got it. Like, I'm telling you, I remember that night where Pete Alonso hit the dang scoreboard. And we were getting like a 391 marker. And I'm just like, the fix is in at this point. The fix is in. And the one that, because the worst part about it is, and they better fix it this year, but it was kind of fun to be annoyed where you have a home run derby where there's legitimate bets on how far these balls go. And it seemed like the telecast could care less about telling people how far some of these home runs went. Man, those were the days. Like, you're waiting, like, they weren't even judging the home run until like five pitches later. Like, oh, that one went this far. I was like, where's this one at? Like, oh, that one has it for sure. Do you remember the one? I think there was one, I don't know, four, let's just say 491, where four, one was like 491, like five seats deep, 491 off the scoreboard. I'm telling you, the Pete Alonso bat had me losing my mind where he wasn't even the one to break it in. But that's going to be an interesting one to see over the summer to see if they actually correct that here. Now, no correction here in the Reds-Brewers game, as the Brewers have two men on, two out here, and that's still in the top of the third inning, minus eight. 1,800 if you would like a money line wager on the Reds. Now, granted, chance that they're going to blow a 7-run lead probably is really low.
Yeah.
But this isn't like the Yankees 7-0 over a team, or, you know, a really good baseball, like the, like, let's just say the Mets 7-0 over a team. It's still the Reds here. And they almost went like one swing at a bat right here, which I believe Yelich is up, like a 3-run bomb. We just change everything. So let's just see where this thing plays out. But the total in this one, Kevin, 14, and we're locked right now. So let's see what comes back.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised, you know, that 5.5 when you consider who's there, right? I mean, that sounds,
oh my goodness,
quite enticing.
Who just called? I did call it again.
Did he get it? Did he get all of it?
God, he got it all, man. Here we go.
Now, I just came across the list. Now, this is going to take us down a path here.
Oh, yeah.
We'll stick with this. I'm going to send it to you. All I'm going to tell you is Mark Ingram is currently trending, people. We can get into this in a little bit. So, Donnie, what would you do with this baseball game? Use it as a teaser. What would you do with this baseball game now? They just hit this 3-run homer. Man.
Yeah.
Their team total was down to a 4. I mean, by the way, the over just cashed in this game here. I mean, what did it take? Nothing. Nothing to cash over that.
Couple
total.
Minutes.
Man.
Top of the third, you got 10 runs here. I want to see what they because that was the Reds at 18, minus 1,800 just a few moments ago. And they'll be reposting numbers here momentarily. But, okay, now we're down to minus 650. So we went minus 1,800 to minus 650 in the blink of an eye. A total went from 14 now to 16. Quite frankly, man, like that's 360 seems light. Like the FanDuel's setting this at a 360 price for Milwaukee to come back and win this. Crazy. Like, it should be way worse than that with a 4-run lead for the home team.
Man,
and it's not because Vladimir Gutierrez and the boys. At plus 108, too.
2.5 runs, man. That is fantastic.
I love when they see it locked up right there. Jeez. Huh. So we'll see how that game, rest of it, plays out. Yanks up 3-1, and no score here. Dodgers and Pirates. But I did watch a Freddie Freeman at bat where, my goodness, man, this is just the swing is just keeps on adding up. And maybe if we take a look at the standings in Major League Baseball, Atlanta Braves here, 14-17, fresh off a World Series run differential of a minus 8. Maybe Ronald Acuna should have been nicer for Freddie Freeman, and he stuck around here.
Oh, please. They got Matt Olsen, and everybody said they did a great job and talked about how incredible they are. If you think you're going to spin this on Acuna, you better wait for me to miss another
segment. It's his fault.
Let me just say this, though. How come you never hear about a World Series hangover or an NBA Finals hangover? How come that we never hear about that in those sports, but every year we have to do the Super Bowl hangover talk?
Yes.
What's
like
the
you
deal?
Want the Super Bowl loser hangover, right? Oh, you got theirs. Like, the winning team's cool. Like, they won it. They can go on and win another one. But the Super Bowl losing team, they can't recover because it was so devastating. They don't start their offseason until, like, September. Oh, football's here? Oh, man, we lost.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, every time they go out there, like, someone goes, hey, you guys know you lost the Super Bowl last year?
Yes, correct. Not the team that went 2-15 or 3-14. It's the team that embarrassed themselves with the lead in the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl that somehow can't get after it. That's what I like.
You know what's so funny, though, is you know this, that you're going to hear that a lot about Cincinnati. Now that I think about it, right, I know they're a young, exciting team. But, Don, can't you picture the breakdown? Picture the breakdown with me here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look, man,
yeah.
I got to tell you, I like the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, Cleveland, who knows what's happening with Watson. Steelers, Big Ben just retired. And Cincinnati, psh, Super Bowl hangover. I mean, can't you see it all lines up just so nicely for everybody?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you just play. What did you expect out of Cincinnati? They were going to be good this year? They just lost the Super Bowl. yeah. You know?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you're keeping up.
Yeah. Look, I expect, you know, the Super Bowl champions, Rams, have a good season. With Cincinnati, yeah, good luck with that. I mean, they're lucky to make the playoffs this year after fresh winning it here.
Oh, my God.
Now, I don't understand this list that you just actually sent me anyway.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. It's the funniest. It's the
like, is the comments below is what the like,
list.
Why would it even come out like that? My goodness.
I got to tell you something. It's the funniest list I think I've ever seen. And let me say this, okay? I'll give people an idea.
And is that Rondé Barber?
Yes,
on there too?
Sir.
What
yes,
the?
Sir. Dottie, it is a top, for the people that can't see this, top 25 NFL running backs of all time. This is as if Donnie made this thing. And it's a
man.
Photo of Barry Sanders and Rondé Barber.
Yeah, you got it. This is what we do on Moneyline. Come on back. Quick segment before the top of the hour.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment here before the 2 o'clock hour right here on Moneyline. Donnie and Kevin, we do have a juicy list to go over in the 2 o'clock hour, see where some things check out. But it is teaser time, and JP, the producer, is red hot. And I got to say, picking that game yesterday for the Miami Heat to do some damage to my Philadelphia 76ers, it was right on point.
We're going to go with another team today. I feel good about it.
Oh, another team. I like it.
Hold on, let me think. Ooh, it's a tough card. It's a tough card.
Yeah, it is.
I forgot. Do we tell the guess? Hold on, I'll tell the game. I think he's going to Grizzlies Warriors. What do you think?
Yeah.
Which game do you think he's going
to? I think he's going Grizzlies Warriors. I do.
Oh.
I think he's just going to use the method of better basketball team tonight. That's what I think is the method's going to.
I also think he's picking the Warriors. JP.
Yeah.
Do we have the game right? Don't give away the pick, JP. Do we have the game right?
Yeah, you guys have the game right.
All right, there we go.
Oh,
good. So we are in the ballpark here. Now, also, in the 2 o'clock hour, if you want to join the show, 844-843-6879. We'll be taking your calls in the 2 o'clock hour. And by the way, quick odds boost just popped up. The Ringer sports boost tonight. Tatum for 25 and a Celtics dub. This is what
now,
you were calling for, minus 110 to plus 150.
Now, I know people are going to get mad at me for saying that's a little boring after all my complaints. Just hear me out, though. You all know that the Ringer is where the bird best boot originator hangs out. And I'm just curious, does this mean that we're done with bird best boots? Like, what happened to Jason Tatum plus 13.5 rebounds and assists against Giannis's points prop?
Man.
What happened?
This wasn't enough losses in the room. Wasn't enough losses in the room, probably, at this point.
No action.
Now, here, and also, yeah, the bird bet that. Boost, I'm surprised that they don't, that's, you know, from minus 110 to minus 160. Like, that's what I expect out of those type of boosts. Just get worse. We're getting better here on Moneyline. Stay tuned. 2 o'clock hour is next.